This is a Sunday morning meeting after the conference in Bangkok. Verses are Hebrews chapter 5 verses 11 through 14 and chapter 6 verses 1 through 3 and 7 through 8.
Yes, Lord Jesus, I thought I've already spoken too much, and like I mentioned, if I speak too much, then it's being long-winded. I should leave the time to the brothers and sisters today. Because sometimes if too much is spoken, it doesn't bring much help either. Why? Paul said, because you don't take it into you. Just as we read it just now, you cannot digest it. You heard it, you go back and you forget. If that's the case, even though there may be 100 conferences, it doesn't help. Because many Christians are accustomed to listening. When you go listen to a message, it's just like if you go to a movie and just watch something. It's a habit. That is why when the Word of God enters into your heart, you don't have much feeling. And when you go home, you quarrel just the same. And you boast just the same. And just the same, you're just as proud. No change. It's all like this. The lesson is not learned. You do not have the concept of learning. Actually, this condition is really pitiful. I'm not here to say some nice things for you to hear. Neither is God's word just to give you something nice to hear. One day when judgment comes, God will use His word to judge you. How many years have you heard it? Toby, how many years have you heard the word? I've forgotten because it's been too long. You've heard the word for so many years, and yet you're still the same old you. Don't you think that God will get angry? It's no joke. This is a serious matter. Paul said a serious word. Look at chapters 2 and 3 in Revelation. Wasn't the word of the Lord Jesus very serious? But although he spoke such a serious word, all the churches did not listen. So what about us when we hear the word today? That's why you shouldn't think that, you just eat the word, and yet you get indigestion. I have mentioned it before. That a cow, if a cow would keep munching the grass, it eats grass daily. It takes it into its stomach, and it doesn't digest it, and it doesn't chew the cud. Then the cow cannot be healthy. It'll die. Because after eating the grass, he just keeps it in the first stomach. There'll be indigestion. You have to take it out to chew the cud and swallow it, and for it to go down to the second stomach. If there's indigestion, definitely that cow cannot live. Truly, it is so. So how would a cow keeper know whether the cow is healthy? When the cow is resting, you go stand next to the cow and watch the cow. How often he ruminates and chews. If it chews 70 times, of course, I'm not a cow. So my chewing is not quite like that of a cow. But you need to be a spiritual cow. And the keeper watches and counts, and the cow only chews 40 times, less than 50, this cow is sick. It doesn't work. There'll be some problems. And if the cow is not treated, it'll die. It will die. So how could it be treated? So he needs to take a tube and poke it into the stomach where all the grass is. And when this tube is poked into the cow's stomach, all the grass that had been consumed would flow out. And this cow would become healthy. And just like you, you keep hearing the word and hearing the word, and your head gets bigger and bigger. Your head would get big. And you become proud. Oh, you understand everything. And you don't go digest it. It has no effect in you. And after the meeting, your mouth would just open and all the lies would just spurt out. And words of deceit would just flow out. And all the proud things would come out. You see, I did this and I did that and I've done all this and it's all I, me and myself. And I died. So brothers and sisters, when you people boasting about themselves, you need to run away. Because death is coming soon. Do not listen to people who boast. When people boast, you need to shake your head. Everyone needs to shake their head. Please do not say amen. Never say amen to that. Don't be so polite. Don't be like the Chinese who just smile away. If people boast, you should just go away. That should be the case. The proud people need to die, otherwise they cannot change. That is why. Oftentimes I hear so much, I receive the word of God. So although you heard the word, yet you do not digest it, you will get sick. Oh Lord Jesus, why do I say this? Because we've heard too much. It's very likely you're like that cow that has eaten so much grass without digestion. So year after year, that's how it is. That's why we're reading Hebrews chapter 5 today and chapter 6. In the conference, we spoke about the songs of ascent. We have to go forward with the Lord. And the church should be living.
moments.
We Christians should be living. We have the life of the Lord in us. Do not think, oh, I have life. No, 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 it's not like that. Because the Gospel of Matthew tells us when the word enters into you, it's like a little seed. And you say, thank the Lord. But that life in you is a little seed. It's a very small seed. So oftentimes people look at you, it seems like you don't have much life, because that life in you did not grow. And after a few years, it's still a small seed. You say there's no life, that's not right either. To say that you have life, the life is so small. People cannot see it. Even you yourself cannot see it. Do not think that spiritual things are not visible. Whatever is invisible, you actually don't have it. At least you do not have the growth. There's no growth. When your child is born, it's so big, and after 5 years, it's still the same size, and after 50 years, still the same size, there'll be a big problem. That's a big problem. That is why, what does God's word say? He said that we have much to say and hard to explain. Since you have become dull of hearing, if you don't do the word, that means you did not take the word into you. If you have no change, it goes to prove that you did not take the word into you. If there's no growth in life in you, it goes to prove that you have morning watch every day, and you can speak and you can pray. When you pray, you're just composing an essay. That kind of prayer is useless. You did not take the word into you. And if you cannot take the word into you, how is your life going to grow? Once you receive the word into you, and you digest it, and you experience it, and you repent, the word of God tells you to repent, and yet you don't repent. That's why I say we're always talking about enjoyment, enjoyment. What are you enjoying? God's word is not only for your enjoyment. He wants to operate in you and expose your inner condition. This is what Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 tells us. Once it gets into you, it will expose all the hidden stories within you. That's how it should be. If that's not the case, after the conference, everything is over. And you just turn back to the books from 50 years ago. Truly so. Don't think that I'm joking here. Because you do not grow, or you have not grown. I hope that after this conference, everyone would change his or her concept. God's work is progressive. During the conference, I mentioned the creation. God's creation did not happen on one day. They were first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth day. Why was it so? He wants us to understand His work. His work is all the way from the day one to day six. But if you only experience God's work on the first day, of course the work on the first day was very good. Let there be light, and there was light, and light is not bad. But that's only the work on the first day. And then there's the second day. Do you want to proceed to the second day? Do you want to enter into the third day? The expression of life just came forth on the third day. But the life on the third day is just grass. Because there's the plant life, there's the trees. That's also life. That's a life on the third day. You say, I have life. Yes, you do have life. But what kind of a life? It's plant life. It's not bad, but it's plant life. You have to go on to the fourth day. And the light on the fourth day is quite different from the light on the first day. Now I need to ask you, the light that you receive, it's from which day? Is it from the first day? Or is it from the fourth day? There's a big difference. When you read the Bible, I have to ask you, is there a light? Is that the light from 50 years ago? The Lutheran Church is reading the light from 500 years ago. And the light that you have is a light from 50, 60, 70 years ago. It's also light. It's light from the first day. You need to go and improve and come to the fourth day. The Brethren Assembly remained in its stage 200 years ago, and you people from Germany do not go back to the Lutheran Church. It's a light from 500 years ago. Is that good? You are not living 500 years ago. Today it's 2013. Does the Lord not have more light for you? The Lord's word is full of light. Amen. Besides, His light keeps growing. Right? And then on the fourth day, the light was greater. There's the sun. And the sun is very important for the growth of life. There's the moon and the stars. All these lights are needed, so you have to enter in to the light on the fourth day. And then on the fifth day, the fish in the sea came forth. Now this life knows how to move. And there are also fowls in the air. And all kinds of animals were on this earth. There's much progress. On the sixth day, all these animals are there. Oh, on the fifth day. But when you are on the fifth day, that's on the fifth day. But do you want to be just like a fish? Do you want your spiritual life to be just like a fish or to be a bird in the air? Of course, a bird is prettier than a flower. For a flower, it's here today and after a week it withers away. A bird is better. Besides, a bird can sing hymns. A bird can sing songs. I've never heard a flower sing. But birds can sing. Chi-chi-chi-chi. Isn't that good? The fish are very pretty. But this is the fifth day. You have to go on to the sixth day. Do you like to remain on the fifth day? I'm asking you. Sister Luo? She says she wants a sixth day. What's the difference? On the fifth day, there are small sheep and all kinds of creeping things. Oh, there's sheep, there's cows, there's chicken. Not bad. But going on further, there are also the beasts. There's the lion, there's the tigers, the elephants. Is that enough? No? Not enough? What else? There's also man. So you see, it keeps improving. There's progress. It keeps progressing. But if you stop on the midday of the sixth day, do you just want to be a wild lion and be so fierce? Do you? No? How about a tiger? She said she wants to be a man. But as a man, you need to wait for the sixth day. Your life is on the first day. How can you be a man? That's why you need to understand how our God works. But in the same way, there's a spiritual principle. In the beginning, there's grass. That's not bad. Right? But there's not much fruit. But when you become a tree, then you can bear fruit. Many Christians cannot bear fruit. There are no fruits. Our Lord wants us to bear fruit. But if you're a grass, how are you going to bear fruit? You need to grow, improve. That's why, brothers and sisters, you have to ascend. You have to ascend and allow this life in you to grow. You have to mature, grow up, and you have to tell the Lord, Lord, I repent. Change my concept. Lord, my spiritual life needs to grow. Do not think it wouldn't happen. Even in Matthew chapter 13, the Lord warned us. It depends on how your heart is. There are all different types of hearts. The seed is a good seed. But if it's planted into your heart, are you the good ground? If it's a good ground, then it'll grow. But if your heart is hardened, there's a lot of thorns and bristles inside. There's a lot of thorns. Jingji. That's thorns. Sorry, I'm a foreigner. I don't express it well. I don't think I'm a Chinese. I'm a foreigner. Jingji. Jingji. It's the thorns. You know, oh, if you mispronounce it, you become a broker, an agent. You love money. It sounds about the same, Jing Ji and Jing Ji. Oh, Jing, those two words sound about the same. They sound about the same. But if our heart has little stones and we also have thorns in us, do you think the Word of God will grow? It will not grow. There's no way to grow. But if your heart is pure, we sang the song, Oh Lord, give me a what? Not a complicated heart. You don't need to ask the Lord to give you a complicated heart because you're complicated enough. Man's heart is not only complicated, but it's deceitful. That's why you need to pray, Lord, just like in the book of Ezekiel, we need a new heart. Take away my hardened heart, a heart of stone. Otherwise, the Word of God cannot grow in us. Even though you may hear messages for 50 years, it's useless. Do not think, oh, it sounds good. It's a message, it's so good. But so what if it sounds good? The Word of God is living. And when it's implanted in us, it needs to grow. If our hearts are hardened and it's filled with many other things, it doesn't work that way. So the Lord needs to save us. You have to keep telling the Lord, Lord, give me a new heart and take away the old one. A new soft heart. Not a hardened one. Besides, it's a pure heart. And do away with all the impurities. This is a normal Christian. Do not think that original heart that you had is good enough and it could be used. No. If you do not deal with it, all the other things will keep growing. And it will keep growing and it would press down the Word of God. It doesn't work if you don't do away with all those things. Because if you do not do them away, it will be a competition. It will be competing with the Word of God in your heart. So all the young people need to learn. Tell the Lord, give me a pure heart. Amen. Pray this daily. Do not forget. It's only in this way that God's Word can sprout in you. And it can grow in you and can bear many fruits. Amen. Thank the Lord. That's why, may the Word of the Lord enter into us. Verse 12. In Chinese, it says to see the effort you put in your learning. But actually, I don't know if it's in the original text about this learning. It means to say, like it's in English, though by this time, after such a long period of time, in the Chinese version, it added the learning, practice, and also the effort. It's okay. But it's best you don't add anything to God's word. But as time goes on, after a long time, do you have growth spiritually? Pauline, Sister Pauline, how many years have you been in the church? 40 years. Wow. You know how many years were the Israelites wandering in the wilderness? 40 years. They were just wandering around in the wilderness. It seems like they walked a long way. Actually, they didn't go anywhere. They were just walking around, around in the same place. They did not reach the goal. Besides, they did not have a goal. They were just going around in circles. They keep walking and walking, and they came back to the same place. Oh, I've been in the church in many years, but it seems like I'm just the same. Isn't this the case? Sunday morning, you come to the meeting again. And then at the end of the year, you come on the Lord's Day. It seems like you've come to the same place again. Oh, this place is very familiar. It's like on the first day of January, we came to this place. It's the same thing. We came to the meeting in January, and then in December, we've come once around. It's the same. I said, may the Lord give me a pure heart. It's the same old thing. You go around and you come back to the same point in the circle. And the message. It seems like I heard this message 20 years ago, and now it's the same message again. Huh? You're just going around in circles. And you come back to the same point. It's been 40 years. You're still here. Would you want that? I hope that you do not want it. If that's the case, if I see this, I'll run away. It's like a dream. It's the same. If I wake up, I'm here again. Do you want to be like this? Brother Lin, your wife doesn't want it. She is shaking her head already. You heard it, right? That's why you should not lead her to go around in circles. Before the Lord, we need to ask the Lord to have mercy on us. Lord, I do not want to go in circles. I want to keep pressing toward the goal. I do not want to go in circles. I want to go ahead. Besides, I just don't want to go like on a plane. I want to go upward. When you go, then you need to be like a plane taking off, up, 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 and go upwards. Brothers and sisters, you all need such a heart. Otherwise, you're always going around in circles. Then you go back to Brother Lei. You say, Brother Lei, what actually is our goal? Where is the church going to take us? Don't just be so nice and good and just follow around. Brothers, let me ask you, how many years have I been coming here? Have I taken you around in circles? I hope not. Brother Yang Ji, be honest, I will not get angry. Be honest. And I will say thank you. I will say thank you. Be honest with me. Have I? Have I taken you around in circles? No? Before God, you have to be my witness. I hope I didn't take you in circles. If that's the case, I don't dare to come again. oftentimes I tell Brother Dunghua, why do I have to keep coming? It's not that I have nothing to do. But the church have to go forward. If you don't go forward, why do you come to conferences? It's been such a long time. You're still at the same place. You're still at the same point. Today's condition is like the condition 10 years ago. That is not okay. How about your personal life? How about your personal condition? You have to go before the Lord and let the Lord search you and examine you. People are eager for you. We all have to go forward. We all have to go forward. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you should be leading people forward. But you still need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, like the elementary principles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. This is a big sickness of Christians today. If you give them solid food, they cannot take it. For children, it's because of the fact that they do not have tea. That's why they need to drink milk. But when I'm old, I'm 90 years old, again, also, I don't have teeth anymore, so I cannot take solid food either. But Christians, they are either like babes or they're like very old. You know, to be old is just about the same as being a babe. They both have no teeth. After hearing the word, after hearing the message for years, they feel so comfortable. But if you give them some solid food, they can't take it. Because we are people, we're men of habit. It's habitual. You're used to it. And you cannot go forward. Don't get angry. I'm not talking about you. But if you think I'm talking about you, then you do have a problem. Because if you're not like that, it doesn't matter, right? I'm not talking about you. But you think I'm talking about you, that's not my problem. Because I'm speaking the truth, I'm not talking about you. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Paul said here again, in verse 14, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age. It's only people of full age, the mature people, can take the solid food. So you need to grow up. You have to grow in life. Otherwise, it's dreadful. It's abnormal. If Christians do not grow, it's abnormal. if man does not progress, oh, you just suffer a little bit. Nobody will punish you. Nobody will scold you. If you do not progress, I'm just the way I am. What are you going to do with me? At most, you just live on like this. But if you do not grow spiritually, you'll be in trouble. There'll be judgment. It's like being cursed. Don't say that I'm scaring you. I have no intention to scare you. You can read it by yourself. You go on to chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Those who keep remaining there in the oldness, what are they like? The person who wrote the book of Hebrews said, verse 7 of chapter 6, for the earth which drinks in the rain. You know, the rain came down from heaven. It's the Holy Spirit of God who descended from heaven, and He wants to lead you on to help you so that you can grow. There's rain. The rain is not there to flood you and drown you. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it and bears herbs useful to those by whom it is cultivated. You know, it's the Lord who is cultivating in us. He wants to harvest. Do not think that the Lord doesn't really care. He's so whether you grow or not, it's fine with Him. Whether you have fruits or not, you bear fruit or not, it doesn't matter. That's not our Lord. The Lord is not like us. That's why it says here, it says, bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated. The cultivation is our Lord. He's looking at His land. He's planting there. And then rain comes and He's cultivating the land. We're God's land, God's farm. And if nothing grows, the first one that God would come and deal with will not be aim here. Not aim. Because he's younger. It will be Brother Lind here. Brother Dehua. And Brother Suravit, the elders here. I'm not joking. I'm mentioning names now. I'm mentioning names. Why do I mention names? Because those are the responsible ones. The Lord would ask you, what happened to the farm that I handed over to you? How come nothing is growing and you can still sleep well? Why don't you wake up in the middle of the night to pray? He says, Lord, have mercy on the brothers and sisters in Bangkok. Is it because there's no rain? There's no rain? If there's no rain, you have to go fetch some water. You have to try to figure out a way to get some water. You need to pray. Lord, we need you. The church needs you. If nothing grows on the land, then what? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, didn't the Lord say, the church is God's farm, and if nothing grows on there, then what? And the second person they're going to come find Brother Yang Ji, and where's Brother Sandy? Oh, he hid himself. And he'll come to Virat too. He's going to come look you up. Why don't you help? Oh Lord. Why don't you help? This is not a joke. Today, we're doing the most precious and glorious work in this universe. Let's change our names. How about that? I really like your name, Brother Lin. Guangrong. It's light and glory. Unfortunately, your name, last name is not Tian, meaning farm, the farmland. Otherwise, the farmland is bright and glorious. God's farm, God's building, Zion, God's building. We should invest our very best into it. It's not that, oh, when we have time, then we'll come take care of it a little bit. No. But daily, you need to go before the Lord and consider, Lord, how is your church going to prosper? Didn't Psalm 120 say, 127 say, unless the Lord builds, you labor in vain, who builds it? So Lord, don't blame me. Because everything that I do is in vain. Your word says that only what you do works. So at least I tell you. So at least you need to pray like this. I'm sorry. You set up a person like me that's so useless. Even if I'm a very useful person, it's still in vain. So Lord, you come do it. You do it. You have to pray like this. You have to pray. Lord, if you don't do it, everything that we do is in vain. Otherwise, what's the use of having Psalm 127? Why don't you use the word of the Lord to deal with the Lord? To negotiate with him? Yes. I cannot make it. I don't have the ability. But you have to come do it. I'm laying hold of your word. Daily you read Psalm 127. Read it to the Lord. Lord, Lord, let's come have some fellowship. I read a psalm. I'm reading the psalm not to myself, but to you. Read it to the Lord. At least you would read it to the Lord. That's why you can tell the Lord. Says, when you return, you cannot blame me. Don't blame me when you come back. Because I've been reading Psalm 127 to you every day. Do you think I'm joking? Lord, come build. But you need to tell the Lord. You and I. But you, I'll follow you, but you come to build. Now, if this land, after drinking in the rain, but what comes out of it is it bears thorns and bristles, thorns and briars. It will eat you up, thorns and thistles. It will prick you. Then what would happen? It will be rejected. This is a warning. It is rejected and near to being cursed. There's a curse. Are you not afraid? If you're not afraid today, you're not smart. Because that's what's going to happen in the future. The Lord did not speak words in vain. Do not think that we Christians will not be judged. And also do not think that if you do a little, some kind of a work for the Lord, that's good enough. No. But if your person, if you yourself do not change, the Lord doesn't want you to do anything for Him. Whatever you do does not count. Here it says, near to being cursed. And what's the end? What's the end? You read it for yourself. Whose end is to be burned? Who said it's going to be burned? Is that right? It'll be burned. Do you want to be burned? You don't believe the word? That's okay. Whether or not you believe, it's going to happen. I do not want to speak more. If I speak too much, in the end, I myself will be burned. I don't want that. I'm not just speaking to you, but I'm speaking to myself. The Lord's word is serious. It's God's word. It's not just for you to hear and just listen to a good word. Since we read the Song of Ascents, if the Lord has spoken and I do not hear the word and I do not do according to the word and I'm just loose, I'm still my old self, I'm still in my flesh, there will be judgment in the future. You will be rejected. You will be rejected. Besides, you will be burned. We all need to fear the Lord. You need to fear the Lord. That means to revere Him and to be in awe. I have spoken all the words. May the Holy Spirit work in each and every one of us to save us and help us. You have to remember that our help comes from the Maker of heaven and earth. He truly is able to help you. So the brothers and sisters will be going home soon. Thank the Lord. This is good enough.